You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
John Jastrzemski! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Alrighty, let's roll, baby. It's 7:02 here on this Friday evening. It's JJ, John Jastrzemski. We'll be taking you through the next 4 hours right here on the Fan. Get aboard. I want to hear from you at 877-337-6666. We have the man of many talents. He's multitasking every which way. He's back in our New York studios on the other side of the glass. My brother Pete Hoffman. You got Ack. You got Mr. Met. They got the updates at the top of every hour. And we are with you up until 11 o'clock at night. Then it will be the schmooze, Stevie Summers. He's coming your way then. The Fan right here in New York City. And my goodness, what a wonderful time to be alive, knowing that we have baseball back in our lives, that we have Gerrit Cole for the Yankees and Jacob deGrom for the Mets pitching a whole lot of baseball games that I'm going to watch and a whole lot of baseball games that I'm going to be talking about on a night-in and night-out basis. That is something that I absolutely love. That is one of the elements that has kind of allowed me and has helped me to push through these last 3.5, 4 months. And, you know, you think about it, from a Yankee standpoint last night to a Met standpoint this afternoon, opening day basically went off without a hitch. And I don't think it could have gone any better for the two New York teams. And two things are for certain when it comes to the New York Mets as a franchise. Number one, Jacob deGrom at home against the Atlanta Braves tends to pitch masterful baseball games and gets absolutely nothing when it comes to run support. The other given that comes to the New York Mets is that when they play on opening day, doesn't matter if it's March, April, in this case, July, history tells us they're going to have a pretty damn good chance of winning the ballgame. And sure enough, on opening day, both of those exact scenarios played out. You got five dominant, masterful Jacob deGrom shutout innings. And of course, Jacob deGrom leaves the game after five innings. and it's scoreless. And in watching Mike Soroka do his thing for the Atlanta Braves, and I know our buddy Professor Johnny Massey, who's a big Braves fan, was all over this when he came on during college football. How in the world did the Braves not start Soroka twice in their five-game series against the Cardinals? I know it was 7-8 months ago. I totally get that. But, like, it dawned on me watching Mike Soroka mow through the Met lineup. And, yeah, the Mets hitting some bad luck. McNeil hitting the rope at Freddie Freeman in the first inning. Ends up being a double play. Ender Enciarte, who we know has this knack for making spectacular catches against the New York Mets, he put on a clinic once again in center field. And you did see the noticeable difference, I believe, between a team like the Atlanta Braves in the field and a team like the New York Mets. I mean, the Atlanta Braves, they, with the exception of Marcell Ozuna, who's a little bit of a butcher on the outfield, I mean, they got a whole lot of guys who can make plays, whether it's Dansby Swanson over at shortstop, whether it's Ender Enciarte in center field, whether it's Freddie Freeman at first base. That is just a very, very solid defensive team. But offensively, this was a game in which both teams did a whole lot of nothing. And as the game goes on, and one of the storylines of last year that plagued the Mets over and over and over again, and for me, it's my biggest takeaway from this game. And no, we'll get to you on assess, but it's in a minute. But my biggest takeaway from this game is that the Mets get 5 innings of work out of DeGrom, only get 5 innings out of DeGrom because of the pitch count, because of the back. Luis Rojas and company wanted to take it easy on Jacob DeGrom, although I think anybody who was watching that game could have told you that without hesitation, Jake could have gone out and pitched the sixth inning. He could have. Mets playing it cautious, first game of the year, sure, whatever. But what you got is 4 really impressive innings out of the Met bullpen. 2 shutout from Seth Lugo, including Lugo working out of that jam with a runner on third and less than 2 outs. And I know a lot of people figured Matt Adams, who left the Mets organization a week ago, inserted in the starting lineup wearing an Atlanta Braves uniform, it was going to be a given that Matt Adams was going to get you. Well, he had his chance. He failed. He also had a chance in the 9th inning where he also failed. But you got 2 good innings out of Lugo. I was surprised, personally, they went to Justin Wilson in the 8th inning because I saw Dylan Betances warming up, and I figured, all right, new reliever, you know, big-time reliever. All those years with the New York Yankees, they were going to go to Dylan Betances. But Justin Wilson last year, when the Mets got their season back on track, Seth Lugo and Justin Wilson, for my money, were 2 of the big reasons why. Because those guys really came in and solidified things in the back half of the bullpen. They did tremendous work. Wilson did a great job. They end up pitching to Ronald Acuna in the top half of the 8th inning, and I was a little surprised. Then you see the splits for Ozzie Albies when he's a right-handed batter or a left-handed batter. And look, Luis Rojas pushed the right button, and it ended up being an overwhelming success. It ended up being a no-brainer because Ronald Acuna, like many other Atlanta Braves, struck out. But then you get to Edwin Diaz. The Mets have a lead. You're going into the 9th inning. And how many of you seeing Albies, Freeman, Ozuna are fearing the worst? As a guy who maybe threw a couple of shekels down on the Mets today, I was not overly confident. I might have been shaking a little bit watching that 9th inning. Especially when Freddie Freeman 3-0, and I was shocked he swung because Edwin Diaz was not close on any of the pitches. Freeman missed what would have been a game-tying home run maybe by about half second as he pulled in that Coca-Cola deck. I think that's what they call it these days. No longer the Pepsi porch. I know they changed the sponsorship, so it'll drive you to drink, but I think it was the Coca-Cola deck if we're keeping score at home. But it was a foul ball into that second deck. He ends up walking, but to Diaz's credit, he gets Ozuna. The slaughter was looking nasty. He gets Matt Adams. And he has something that he can look at now as a confidence builder. And we talked about this yesterday with Giancarlo Stanton. For guys that are under the media scrutiny of being a New York athlete, Stanton having all of those reporters in front of him, Diaz last year and the way he failed. You got to wonder if for a guy like that, the best thing that could happen to him is not having to deal with the scrum reporters. Guarantee he came into that game and it's 1-0, normal opening day at Citi Field. There would have been groans. There might have been a couple of boos. There would not have been this overwhelming sense of positivity. And that obviously changed, well, if you go out and perform. So that maybe the next time there are fans in the stands, they'll be treating Edwin Diaz in a much different light. So I thought for me, him getting off to a good start, him stabilizing the ninth inning is going to make the rest of that Met bullpen that much better. From Betances to Familia to Lugo to Wilson, on and on we go. Now, we get to the offensive storyline of the game. And it's pretty crazy that despite the fact that Yoenis Cespedes has not played in a big league game before today, you'd have to go all the way back to July of 2018 when Yoenis Cespedes, I remember, was playing at Yankee Stadium. I remember the Mets handled that whole situation terribly. I remember being on TV that night. I remember watching the game. It was a Friday night at Yankee Stadium. It was just a nightmare. I remember it was a total, total nightmare with Cespedes. But one thing we know about this player, despite the injuries, despite his at times very aloof and very ornery type behavior, there's a certain flair for the dramatic that Yoenis Cespedes has always had as a member of the New York Mets. And it really started when he got traded from the Detroit Tigers back in 2015 and how he helped carry the Mets to a division title that year. The Mets do not win the division if it was not for Cespedes performing the way that he did and in many ways putting on that Superman cape. 2016, he did the same thing. Later in the year, Mets were under 500, carried them to a wild card spot. And if you look at that team the Mets brought into the wild card game in 2016, I mean, the lineup was just got awful. So it was basically Drubal Cabrera and Yoenis Cespedes and not a whole lot else. I don't know how much he has left in the tank. But I think the Mets took a page out of my playbook in using him as a designated hitter. It made perfect sense to take a guy like Cespedes. You know he's hobbling around. You know, moving in the outfield for him could be a very, very dicey proposition. But just let him go and go about his business and let him hit. Hits the go-ahead home run in the bottom half of the seventh inning. A moonshot, might I add. Certainly not a cheapie off of Chris Martin. If Cespedes can be two-thirds of the guy he was in 2015 or 2016, that is such a major boost in lengthening out the Met lineup. It's a major, major boost. I don't know how much he can play. I don't know how many home runs he's going to give you. But hey, first game of the year, it's a go-ahead home run. I would rather Cespedes be in the lineup as a DH than not be there at all. So I wonder if the Met fan who maybe didn't like the idea that the National League adopting the designated hitter might be singing a different tune when you're watching Yoenis Cespedes do his thing. Tell you this, I'd rather watch Yoenis Cespedes hit than Rick Porcello or Michael Wacha or Jacob DeGrom or Steven Matz. And I don't care how good a quote-unquote hitting pitcher they may be, because a professional hitter is a professional hitter. So from the bullpen doing the job, Cespedes with a go-ahead homer, Luis Rojas from bullpen management to making the defensive switch. And I was talking about this with our buddy Mike Fliegelman, who was texting me back and forth throughout the game. That hit and run in the eighth inning with Camargo up at the plate, if Robbie Cano is at second base, I, for one, am not certain that Robbie Cano is able to recover, get back to that baseball, and make the play. Not totally sold on that. But even making a defensive move, bullpen, everything was coming up Mets. That usually tends to happen on opening day. Unfortunately, you couldn't get Jacob DeGrom a win, but hey, that's kind of par for the course in his Met career. That's basically Jacob DeGrom's Met career in a nutshell. But now we will see with the Mets after DeGrom what this rotation will look like. Starting with Mats tomorrow, then Porcello on Sunday, then Waka Monday against the Boston Red Sox. Fifth starter without Marcus Stroman. Who the hell knows who you're running out there? The Mets are a deeper offensive team. We've talked about this all offseason. The DH has helped them in that regard. The emergence of guys like J.D. Davis, Rosario coming on, Alonso and McNeil being household names. Mets have a deep lineup. You know, you're looking up and down at Met lineup. This is one of the deeper regular season lineups they've run out in quite a while. But after Jake, now we will see as they go through a turn in the rotation how it will shake out, how they will find a way to do the job, and how they'll match up with the other teams in the National League East. But I do believe it was very important for the Mets get this first one right out of the gate. And if they could take two out of three from the Braves, I think that's an important message to send right out of the gate. Because this Braves team has beat them every which way. They've beat them at Citi Field. They've beat them down in Atlanta. They've kind of been a thorn in the Mets' side. And you want to show that you got a legitimate shot of winning this division. That's a team you got to find a way to beat. And I could guarantee you this. No knock on Steven Matz, but when he's on the mound later on tomorrow afternoon, I don't think you're going to see that Atlanta Brave lineup strike out, 14 or 15 times in a game. But when you got Jacob DeGrom on the mound, you got to win those games. And didn't get run support for five innings. Bullpen does its job. Cespedes does his job. And the Mets, like they do more often than not, find a way to win the first one. Now let's see if they can set a tone against the Braves the rest of the weekend. 7:17 here on this Friday early evening. Little late happy hour with Jan Jastrzemski right here on the Fan. Get aboard 877-337-6666. We got Met opening day reaction to get to. Couldn't have drew it up any better as far as I'm concerned. We said the exact same thing about the Yankees yesterday. We got a lot more on that. We got Nick coaching news. We got Jamal Adams news. Very busy show. Get it all rolling right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.